This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Tony. This is Stuart Sesney out of Baltimore. I did send you an email with an amazing video of some very active shadow creatures, if you will. I think they're my angels, but you'll see what I'm talking about. Secondly, I'd like to just tell you a scary story, very terrifying. I would say about 1980, my friend and I, both about 6'5", at that time, 290 at the time, we were bouncers slash cooks at a local pub. And we worked a long day, and we were tired, and we were getting ready to go to his house, call it a night there, go fishing in the morning. So we're taking the country road, and as we're going through the road, there's a few houses, nothing big, you know, and we noticed it was 115-some degrees, but there's a man on the left side of the road, standing there by a white oak tree, just looking at the car. And I'm wondering, why is the guy wearing a long wool coat, a hat? He's got glasses on, like old people. They wear those big, thick, black wraparound glasses. And it almost looked like he had one of those dirty old men hook-nose masks on that were real popular in the 80s. So my buddy's driving. I'm in the passenger seat, and it's only a two-lane road. We're going down, and this man is across the street on the driver's side. So as we passed it, we both were frozen. We had cotton mouth. We were shaking. And we're two badass guys. I mean, we're nobody to mess with. We don't scare easy. My friend said, I think I just saw death. I said, that had to have been a joke. Wearing that hot clothes, those hot clothes, we got to turn around, man. I'm not going to sleep unless I know that's somebody messing around. So, of course, we make a U-turn, and the idiot's pulling up right up on the curb. On my side now, this thing by the tree, I'm waiting to hit the window, and I'm yelling to him, don't go so close, man. I don't know if he's real or what, and he's laughing. Well, to his surprise, the thing was in the middle of the road now and hits the window on his side. So at that point, he screamed, I screamed, he squeals wheels going, and again comes to a stop. We both can't breathe. He says, how the hell did he get in the middle of the road? I'm like, he must have walked. I said, teaches you a lesson. I said, again, we can't go the long way. We got to go back. I'm not going to go an hour out of the way just because of this freak. So we both spin around, we take a deep breath, we're literally praying out loud as we're driving by, we're looking on the left again, he's not there. We figured he's behind a bush, who cares? Now this guy's got a GTO, big engine, we're chirping gears going all the way down the end of this road. So about 5 minutes later, we get to the very end where there's a stop sign. And on that stop sign, we see a black figure with a hat, with white hair. It turns around with a white face and glasses. It was him. And he points at us. Again, U-turned, screamed all the way back, cut the back roads, took the long way back to his house. And that just so happened to be during the Lock Raven killings back then. There was some murderer killing people in Lover's Lanes. I don't think it had anything to do with it, but I did call the police. So if you sum this story up, we're driving down, he's on the left. Now he's in the middle of the road. We do another U-turn. He's nowhere. We're chirping gears 5 minutes, and he's there standing. He couldn't have gone there if he was driving a car that was faster.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.